I'm Mark Mallett. This is the Now Word for March 12, 2016. We've reached day 28 now of our Lenten retreat, and today I want to speak about doing all things in love. For all the beautiful teachings Jesus gave, the Sermon on the Mount in Matthew, the Last Supper discourse in John, or the many profound parables, Christ's most eloquent and powerful sermon was the unspoken word of the cross, his passion and death. When Jesus said he came to do the will of the Father, it wasn't a matter of faithfully checking off a divine to-do list, a kind of scrupulous fulfilling of the letter of the law. Rather, Jesus went deeper, further, and more intensely in his obedience, for he did all things in love to the very end. The will of God is like a flat disk. It can be accomplished robotically, even without charity. But when done with love, his will becomes like a sphere that takes on a supernatural depth, quality, and beauty. Suddenly, the simple act of cooking a meal or taking out the garbage, when done with love, carries within it a divine seed, because God is love. When we do these little things, brothers and sisters, with great love, it's as though we crack open the shell of the grace moment and allow this divine seed to sprout in our midst. You know, we have to stop judging those mundane, repetitive tasks as somehow being in the way and begin to see them as the way. Since they are God's will for me and you, then we should do them as Jesus said, with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. This, then, is how to love God, by kissing every cross, by carrying every task, by climbing every little Calvary with love, because it is his will for you. When I stayed at Madonna House in Cumbermere, Ontario, Canada, several years ago, one of the tasks assigned to me was sorting dried beans. Exciting, isn't it? Well, I poured out the jars before me and began to separate the good beans from the bad. Then I began to see an opportunity for prayer and to love others through this rather monotonous duty of the moment. I said, Lord, every bean that goes into the good pile, I offer as a prayer for the soul of someone in need of salvation. Well, then my little task became a living grace moment because I was doing my work with love. Suddenly each bean began to take on a greater significance and I found myself wanting to compromise. Well, you know, this bean doesn't look that bad. Yeah, another soul saved. Well, I'm sure someday in heaven I'll meet two kinds of people. The ones who will thank me for setting aside a bean for their souls, and the others who will blame me for that mediocre bean soup. All things in love. Love in all things. Do all work in love. All prayer in love. All recreation in love. All stillness in love. Because, as St. Paul said, love never fails. If you are bored, if your work has become tedious, then perhaps it's because it's missing the divine ingredient, the holy seeds of love. If it is the duty of the moment, or you can't change the circumstance before you, then the answer is to embrace the grace moment wholeheartedly with love. And then, as St. Paul says, whatever you do, do from the heart, is for the Lord and not for others. That is, do all things in love. In summary then, the grace moment imparts grace to us and others whenever we do all things in love. For St. John said, God is love, and he who abides in love abides in God, and God abides in him. In this is love perfected with us. Because as he is, so are we in this world.